Good to be in the house of the Lord, amen. In the book of James this morning, chapter 1. This morning. All right. Go back to verse 7. I want to read something to you for your thought, for your consideration. 7. The hinge is on verse 6. He talks about, but let him ask in faith. In faith, in the word. Don't ask if it's not in the word. It's useless. That's vain. Nothing wavering. Nothing wavering. Be sure. Don't let it be doubtful. But let me read what it says. It says the second clause of verse 6 describes the restlessness of man. Who doubts? Who wavers? Who's unsure? Why? What makes a man be in doubt? Number one, authority don't base the question. Because you remember he says here, but let him ask what? In faith, right? Let him ask in faith. See, in faith simply means that when you ask, you don't waver. Use that word. You're not restless. See, you're not in doubt. You for sure that what we ask based on in faith. See, it eliminates that word restlessness in relationship to the man who doubts. The first phase of verse 7 shows that search a one, when he do that, listen to what he says, he eliminates himself from the favors of God. See, when we in life don't allow our body to be a temple of the Holy Spirit, that is that when we study that 1 John 5:13, we may have that assurance to know, right? These things are written that we may know. See, at that point, doubt, restlessness, wavering, double-minded occur. But what it does, it eliminates. But look at verse 7. Says, he says, for let that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You see the blessing it is, brother? See, sometimes we take for granted the church, don't we? We take for granted the privilege just being here this morning. You know, it's a blessing to be here this morning, amen? It's a blessing to be with the saints of God, to know that you are saved and all is well with your soul, so that what we do, we can do in faith. See, that it may eliminate that concept to waver, to doubt, so that when we ask if it be God's will, it shall be given. But those who are not in the faith, see, what they ask, they are eliminated because, see, they cannot ask in faith. See, that's the reason why if y'all had the book, we'll say, well, turn to dispensations or turn to the page that talks about the divisions of the Bible. So you'll know that the 4:1, 21:1, what that is, that once you obey the gospel of the book of Acts, well, the book of James is a part of the 21, right? That gives us that confidence, that knowledge, that understanding that if we ask of anything, it shall be asked. Another point. To be in Christ Jesus is a blessing, amen. Because a lot of times we hear our non-Christian friends, they say that I'm blessed. See, they say terms like they're saved, or they'll say things that really we should be saying, right? Because we're in Christ Jesus. But see, they cannot say these things because, see, number one, they can't ask in faith because they're not in faith. They're not in the faith, amen. Am I right? They're not part of the body. Because, see, that's what he says here in verse number 7. Look what it says. For let not that man think. He can't think that way. He can't think that way because he don't know that way, that he shall receive anything. See, they can't receive nothing of the Lord. They can't even say, Our Father, which art in heaven. They can't even pray. They can't do anything because they're not in the faith. Amen. Versus we who are in the faith. Amen. You see the contrast that the Holy Spirit is giving there in relationship to the blessings that we have. Just the blessing to be here right now with the saints of God, to be able to study God's word, to grow, to perfect. See, because see, once we waver, see, once we're tossed around, see, like a sea driven with the winds and tossed around, what about we waver, and then verse number 8, we become double-minded. See, that word double-minded means that we're confused, am I right? We're confused. We want to debate the scriptures. See, it's like Terry said yesterday in our men training class. He said, you can know, see, what a person is double-minded by just the way he talks. See, we always complain how long we stay, talking about this, talking about the song leader, talking about the Bible class. See, based on the way they talk, their conversation leads, let you know some confusion or lies there, right? See, because, see, when you're in the faith, see, when we're coming in the faith, you ever sit down and heard somebody preach, not necessarily me, but you heard somebody preach, and it's so good that literally they could have been preaching an hour and a half, and then really you ain't paid no attention with time. And then you look up and you say, somebody say, man, it's 1:30. It's like yesterday, we didn't get our men training class and our Bible class at 2 o'clock. I looked at the clock, I said, man, 8 minutes to two. See, man, it was so good, wasn't it, brethren? Man, it was so good, you understand? Everybody together in unison, amen. Time wasn't a factor. Now, on the contrary, if we've been there argumentative, we've been there fighting, been there talking about one another, first thing you want to do is get out of that, don't you? See, because it's not enjoyable. See, a double-minded man is unstable in all ways. See, you're a double-minded simply when you, and the key word is stay in the faith, brethren. I mean, it shouldn't be a day that you shouldn't go by through self-examination of 2 Corinthians 13:5, or go back to verse number 2. So go back to verse number 2, my brother, and count. I'm not in that word count, that you're not considering, you're not thinking, you're not reckoning about your own spiritual well-being. Amen. See, in relationship to growing and perfecting and being that perfect man, the thing that we're talking about, because here in verse number 7, that's a strong statement here in verse number 7, because verse 7 plainly says here, for let not that man think that he shall receive, and you should underline the thing, anything of the Lord. You're not going to receive nothing of the Lord. Why? Because you're in the faith. He tells you how to act, how in the faith. See, and anything we ask, it's going to be guided by God's word. Amen. See, and that's the reason why understanding is so important in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. And then last week I gave you those words, right? You got that word for double-minded. If you're not here, let me give it to you one more time. Because you need to understand that what a double-minded man is. A double-minded man is a man with two minds. Matthew 6:24. You can't serve two masters. See, you double-minded, you're not in the faith. And then when you're not in the faith, you can't ask them nothing. Ain't that scary, y'all? That's a scary thought, right? See, a double-minded man who has two minds, he's trying to serve two masters, right? See, that's a dangerous phrase because, see, verse 7 said he can't ask for nothing. See, he can't ask for nothing. Hear that word again. It's D-I-P-U-C-H-O-S. I hope you got that. That simply means a two-minded man, D-I-P, S-U-C-H-O-S. Okay? That's what that man means. That's what that means. It's someone who is someone who has two minded. And write 4:8 by that, 4:8. James 4:8, because you go to James chapter 4 and verse number 8, here's the contrary. So you don't be double minded, but James 4:8 says you want to draw nigh to God. See? So you want to draw nigh to God. You don't want to be double minded. See, to be in the faith, you draw nigh to God, see, and he will draw nigh to you. See, when you study, when you know, see, the more you give, the more he's going to give back. And that's what the law of reciprocity is. When you draw nigh to him, he's going to draw nigh to you. See, the more you come to church, the more he's going to draw nigh. The more you pray, the more he's going to draw nigh. The more you study, the more you draw nigh. So right by that double mind, that's right, James 4:8. The reason why, 4:7, go back to verse 7. When you submit yourself to God and resist the devil, he will flee from you, right? See, he allowed that double mind concept to go away. See, because it's nothing but the devil that calls you to have two minds, right? Am I right? See, Matthew 6:24, you can't serve two masters. Who are the two masters? You can't serve God and mammon. You got to leave one alone, amen. Am I right? Because you can say what you want to say, brothering, in relationship to what caused people to act with the way they act. It ain't but one word, it's sin. 1 John 3:4. James 4:17. Hebrews 10:26. See, anything that caused us not to run well, you were running well, but what hindered you? What's that hindrance? It's called sin. See, we got to start labeling what it is. Amen. See, a lot of times we say, well, really, ain't no really, it's sin. Amen. Because you can't be what, right or wrong, right? There's no in-between ground, right? Either you're right or you're what? Either you're in the faith or you're what? Either you're serving God or you're what? It's just that simple. See, it's just that simple in relationship what caused us to be out of the faith. See, so that word there, and when I'm giving you the word, I hope that you go back and look at these words. You know, we live in a world of Google, or we live in a world whereby with computers and phones and things like that. It used to be that we just had to put out books. But man, we live in a world with tablets and iPads, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying now, Sean was telling me the other day that with computers, that it used to be that if you got an iPad, it wasn't non-compatible. But nowadays, man, you can go buy $79, $89 tablets that they are just as good as an iPad. I mean, you got some that almost do the same thing that an iPad. What I'm saying is you don't have to spend the $400 or the $500 to get a tablet. If you wanted one, you can go get you one. But I'm saying that when I'm giving you these words, don't just write them down. Go back and look at them because, see, I'm just telling you just a surface of what that word means. But that word can get deeper. And a lot of time when you look up a word like this here and look up at a double-minded man is a two-minded man. See, you read the whole context. Maybe what a strong would say, a Thayer would say, or look at the real meaning of the word and go back and look at it, it will give you a deeper meaning in order to enhance your knowledge. Well, that's what you're doing. When you study, you are enhancing your knowledge, right? See, the better you understand it, the better you comprehend it, the better it's going to work for you. Am I right? See, and that's the point that I'm saying, and that's the reason why I'm giving it to you. Then another word that I want to give you before we move on, he talks about that word instability, unstable, that he's unstable. And that simply means that one who has an attitude that is to cause conflict, confusion. You want to debate the word. See, you're not sure what it says. So you are confused. See, you have conflict in your life. See, that's what that word means. And here's the word here, if you didn't get it last week. It's A-K-A, a lot of you got it last week, A-K-A-T-A-S-T-A-T-O-S, okay? A-K-A-T-A-S-T-A-T-O-S. See, that will cause you to have conflict in your life. You have confusion in your life. Sometimes you say, well, why is that so much confusion in my life? Well, confusion is your life because you are unstable. You are double-minded. Because let me tell you something. The word of God going to work every time. See, when you ask in faith and everything you do is guided by faith because you're in the faith, amen. See, if it God will, he going to give it to you, amen. See, so when you build your life around faith, amen, when you build your life by in the faith, and everything you do is guided by the faith, see, number one, you're not going to be double-minded, and number two, you're not going to be unstable. See, when you unify, when you twain, when you one, amen, as a husband and wife, see, you're not going to be unequally yoked, right? See, that's what that means. See, that's the reason why those books are so important. That's the reason why I took time, and there was a lot of work involved, and printing all that stuff off for you with those handouts. See, those handouts was something that you're going to leave in your car, but you're going to use every day. Because, see, what you're trying to do is what? Mature. You're trying to perfect so that instability would not be a part of your life. So in verse number seven, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Because I heard a lady say the other day, and she wasn't even a member of the church, and she was having a problem with her daughter. And she said, well, Mr. Lyle, she says, don't worry about it. I already prayed about it and turned it over to the Lord. And I just shook my head. Because she can't pray. She can't turn it over. She can't turn nothing over to the Lord because she's not in the faith. Y'all with me? See, because that's what the Bible say, right? Now, how many of y'all disagree with that? Because, see, a lot of time when you make statements like that, see, it go against the norm. See, that's the blessing we have by being a Christian, amen. By us being in those 21 books, amen, that we may grow, that we may perfect, that we may mature, so that we won't be double-minded, amen. But I'm telling you, brother, when you see people, and you can tell in the church and out of the church, I'll be standing in the back sometimes. People tell me all the time, you know, Brother Lyles, you just need to speak up and you need to shut up. I just be listening to them. Brother Lyles, you just went too long. Brother Lyles, you'd be surprised the people that comments I get in the back of that door. Well, when they say that to me, right there, it let me know that something is wrong with you. And the reason why I say that, because if truth being preached, right? No error is being preached. If truth being preached, well, brethren, do you have the right to quench the Holy Spirit? Do you have a right to talk against God? Amen? Do you? Where is your priority? So a lot of times when people open their mouth, they let me know what kind of person you are. Number one, let me know that your mind is somewhere else because you want to be somewhere else. Because your mind sure not here, because your mind wouldn't hear you, wouldn't say those things. Right or wrong. You just wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it. See, we can sit down and watch a movie for 3 hours, right? Am I right? Won't complain one time about the length, right? We can watch a football game, 2 or 3 hours. Won't complain. I'll be glad when the fourth quarter's over here. It's just too long. They didn't take 2 quarters out. You won't say that, would you? You know? See, a lot of people are going to miss church today because you say, who's going to play today? RG3? R33? Whoever he is. See, RG3, everyone watch RG3. See? Because simply your mind just ain't right in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Then verse 9, let's go up further. He said, but let the brother of low degree, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Now, before I explain that, go back to 4, James 4. See, before you can get a low degree, you got to be exalted. Amen? Go back in the faith. See, James 4, 8 says, he says, 7:47 says, number one, see, you got to submit. Right? Yourself, that's an individual thing, right? Therefore, to God. Then you got to resist the devil, and he will flee from you, right? Then you got to draw nigh to God. See, before you can draw nigh, you got to submit and resist. See, if you don't submit and resist, you can't draw, right? See, it got to go in that order, right? See, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, when you seek ye first, number one, in the faith, number one, you're not double-minded, you're not unstable, right? See, submit yourself, and then when you submit, you're going to resist the devil, and then you're going to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart. Then he used the same phrase, you double-minded. Right? You double-minded. Now, for time's sake, drop it down to number 10. Here's a 10. He said, when you do those things, humble yourself. See, that low degree, see, you got to be submissive. You got to be submissive. You got to humble yourself. Just the same thing we talked about in marriage seminar, didn't we? One part of a marriage seminar is being submissive. You have to be submissive to God in order to be submissive to one another. See, if you're not submissive to God, see, you're not going to be submissive to one another. You hear women sometimes say, well, men can't tell them what to do. See, a man can't tell me what to do. See, when you make a statement like that, number one, you have violated that concept of low degree. Because number one, you haven't submitted, you hadn't resisted, you hadn't drawn, so you can be humble in the sight of the Lord. Y'all with me? See, that same thing. So how in the world are you going to submit to one another when you don't submit yourself to God? You can't do it. Then how are you going to submit yourself to one another when you're not even in the faith? Amen? How are you going to submit yourself to God when you aren't equally yoked? Am I right? See, we talked about that word conflict in that seminar. See, to avoid conflict, you got to submit. Submit who? To God. Why? So you can submit to one another. That's the same analogy we have of brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? Am I right? Go to 1 John right quick. I want to show you what I'm talking about. And hold your spot there. Y'all with me? See, he's talking about that low degree. See, so that you don't be double-minded, that humble spirit. See, you got to have whole humility in order to be pleasing to God. In 1 John 1, the book of 1 John 1, I want to read to you, beginning in verse number 5. 1 John 1, 5. He said, this then is the message. This is then the faith. The same word, right, Ham? We say the message, you're in the faith, right? Those 21 books, am I right? Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say 21 books? Am I right? Which we have heard, Romans 10:17, of him, of Jesus, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we're going to tell it to you that God is light and him is no darkness at all. That wipes out double-minded, right? That wipes out instability, right? That wipes out wavering, right? And look at verse 6. See, if we say we have fellowship with him, see, and walk in darkness, we lie and we deny the truth. But look at verse 7. It's the key right here. He said, but if we walk in the light as Jesus is in the light, see, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all our sin. You know what that means, brother? It ain't no way that we can say that we are what in the faith, see, and not have fellowship one with another. Because look what he says here. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, see, if we walk in the light as Jesus in the light, see, we have fellowship one with another. Amen. Am I right? Excuse me. We have fellowship one with another. You know why that's so? Because we all have sin, folks. And then he put the ramification there. If you sin, if you offend your brother, go to your brother, amen. If he hear you, you're gaining the what? Why? Because you want to stay in the light. Because see, once you get out the light, amen, and darkness in him, look what you're going to lose. You're going to lose everything. Because you can't ask for nothing, amen. Because you're out of what? Faith. You're not in the faith. See, and you can't ask of anything, amen? Y'all with me? Y'all understand that? Ain't the Bible wonderful? That's the reason why. Go back to what I'm saying. See, you got to seek you first, submit, am I right? Resist to draw. See, you got to submit to God first, amen? You got to be subject to God. See, you ain't subject to God, you ain't going to be subject to one another. Ain't no way. Ain't no way in the world. Ain't no way in the world we here as Christians should be fighting one another. See, you hear people say, I bring my peace up in there and straighten it out. See, I straighten it out. So the Gertrude took brass knuckles in one time. She said, I beat him out the pulpit. Ain't that pitiful? Because number one, I got a problem with Hamp. I'm going to where you live, Hamp. I'm coming on your job, Hamp. I don't care where you are, wherever you may be, because we want to straighten it out. Because see, every second that we don't straighten it out, we can't ask for nothing. Amen. Right. Am I right? Y'all with me? That same thing. So my husband and wife get married one another, flip backs, don't speak, don't talk. See, don't say nothing to me. Shut up. See, walk around in the same house, rolling eyes at one another. Amen. See? And then we call ourselves Christians. That same thing. That same thing apply to us. Because, see, that caused us to be double-minded. And when you're double-minded, you're going to be unstable. Y'all know what? We need to learn this, folks. We need to learn this, folks, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Because let me tell you something. It don't make sense for us to call, Shante, take him out. It don't make sense for us to call ourselves Christians and we being taught the Bible and we understand the Bible, but we live in lives that don't match up. Hey, don't get me wrong. I got a problem, right? You got a problem. All God's children got a problem. Amen. But each day the Lord give us grace. Amen. And we count and we study and we examine. We just make it better and better. We make the corrections, and when we learn better, we what? We do better, amen. See, just what we talked about today. See, submit, resist, draw, humble, unstable. See, because we are double-minded. See, if you don't ask in the faith, see, you can't ask them anything. Just that today, if we start right there, that's enough to make the church say amen. Amen. See, that when these problems occur, and let me tell you something, they're going to occur. They're going to occur. It's just the human side of us. You know why? You know what? When two grown folk live together, you're dealing with two human lives. Amen? You got two minds. See, that's the reason why, because you got two minds, you got to correlate the minds together with the word to be like-minded. Amen? See, you can be two personalities, but we all can think alike when it comes to faith, right? See, that's that growth process, amen? I love when I call Paul. Paul said, we've been studying together. I mean, we just got through studying together. I like to hear that. You know, because it's a growing process, amen? Why he do that? Because, see, he don't want to be double-minded. See, he don't want to be unstable, and that's the whole point that he's saying here. So when you go back to James, he says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, see, and he'll lift you up. See, he'll lift you up. See, but you gotta go down in order to what? Go up. See, you gotta go down in order to go up. You gotta go down in order to go up. See, sometimes our mindset's up here with the world, right? But we gotta go down in order to do what? Go up. We gotta have a humble spirit in order for him to lift us up. How do you get a spirit? But number one, you gotta submit, you gotta resist, and you gotta draw. Amen. Man, you need to write them down. Because you got to be able to control your mindset in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So what he's simply saying here, he's simply saying back to James, he's simply saying here that let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. That low degree means that he has a humble spirit. It don't mean that which measure whether you poor or rich. That's the mindset that we have. See, because see, it don't make no difference if your mind is right whether you're rich or poor. Right? Because you're going to do what's right because number one, you have submitted to resist, to draw, to be humble. Right? So he can do what? Lift us up. See, that's that mindset that we have that let the brother with low degree. That is because he has a humble spirit. See, I tell you something else about a humble spirit. See, a humble spirit determines how the word is going to be received. See, a humble spirit determines how the word is received. Because Luke 8:11, right? It's a seed, right? That seed, if it's going to penetrate, it got to be on what? Good soil. You can't take the seed, right, and put it on soil that's thorny, right? Because, see, the thorn's going to what? Choke it out, right? There's no way I can go to the hardware store and buy me some seeds and say I'm going to plant them and go out there and throw them on asphalt. See, the birds just going to eat them up because, see, they ain't going to penetrate. See, that seed, Luke 8, 11, you need to write that down. The seed, Luke 8, 11, because that's where it all began. The seed is the word of God. Amen. See, that seed got to be received with a proper spirit. Because if it was the wrong spirit, see, it's going to violate. It's like John 4, 24. God is a spirit, right? And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, that's a small S. See, your frame of mind, our frame of mind, that is when we came up in here, going to determine how we worship. See, it's impossible to have acceptable worship when you come up here unhappy with the wrong spirit. So you can't fuss and fight all the way here, and then once you hit the door, click over to the right spirit. Because the wrong seed been demonstrated. Y'all with me? See, so the point that I'm saying is, see, the seed, which is the word of God, determines what kind of spirit you have. See, that's the reason why we count. That's the reason why we study. That's the reason why you're here. See, it's like we said, you just can't get enough worship. You can't get enough study. You just can't get enough. I'm telling you. You did it 24 hours a day. I just can't get enough. He and Terry, I can't get enough of he and John, or any of you. I'm looking forward to Demetrius next Lord's Day. So I can't get enough of that, amen. That's the reason why I'm not jealous about the pulpit, amen. A lot of preachers just won't allow that. See, they say, I'm the preacher, and I'm going to do all the teaching. We can be blessed from all of us, amen. We're here to be blessed, amen. We're one body, am I right? See? I'm not authoritative. So that's the reason why. See, I'm blessed. See, I'm looking forward to it, brother. I've been praying for you, brother, as you study, as you prepare. Because I'm looking for a blessing. Amen. Why? Because I want the right spirit. See, that's the reason why I study. The reason I teach the way I teach. Because I try to bring it home to make it applicable. Amen. Amen. To bring it to life. Amen. See? Somebody say, well, I ain't arguing in 5 years. Ooh, you pretty good. We don't argue no more. Ooh. Ooh. We don't disagree no more. Ooh. We got to have, ooh. That's all I'm going to say. Ooh. Go back to 1 John. 1 John, what 1 John say? 1 John say, First John, I got to go back and look at it because that's the reason. First John 1 say, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and we do not tell the way. All right, that's what he said. All right, but go back to what he said, verse 9. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, and by verse 9, this is what you need to be writing down. You need to write James, 1 John 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. And somewhere you need to write 1 John 4:7, and these are the words you need to write down. I got to submit, I got to resist, I got to draw, and all to be humble, and all to be lifted. Here we go. I got to submit, I got to resist, I got to draw, and all to be exalted. Why? In order to have a low estate. See, let the brother of a low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. See, that word exalted means that he's above the world. The world don't have no control over him. Don't mean that he's better. Amen. Don't mean that you're better than nobody else. Amen. All did between us and them, we just saved and they lost. Amen. That we are exalted in relationship to understanding what is the will of God in relationship. Now, let me give you another word you might want. Okay? All right? Here's the word here. Here's the word, and that word, low degree, okay, which means one of a humble position, one who, because of external circumstances, has been brought low. All right? You heard what I said? Low degree, well, I just told you what it was, simply means one of humble position. See? And that word is T-A-P-E-I. N-O-S. You got it? Simply means one of a humble position because of external circumstances, he has been brought low. And those external circumstances, is we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Right? See, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So what we got to do, we got to put a mechanism in there and it'll protect us so that we can be exalted. Ain't never mindset, folks. Amen. Y'all with me? See, you're around devils every day. Amen. That's the world. Now you say, why are you calling them that? Well, that's what they are. You say, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You got to see it that way. I'm telling you, you got to see it that way. And that's the reason why if you like them and you love them and you know they're not in the faith, they can't ask them nothing, man. We need to be doing everything in our power to get them to be not devils no more. Amen. See, you got to see it just the way it is. You can't dress up the gospel, amen. You got to see it. Somebody say, you ought to be ashamed instead of calling folk devil. That's what they are. Either you God or you the devils, amen. Right? And that's just the way you see it. So what he's simply saying, the external circumstances that we are around, and we're around it every day. You think about it. You're on your job. You're the only Christian there, right? 9 times out of 10, right? Then those who may be Christians may be Christians who are devils. Let me rephrase it. They can be Christians who have left the faith. Right? Am I right? Y'all with me? So you got all these external circumstances. See, and the devil know that. The devil know we got cell phones. He know we got 24-hour TV. He know we got games. See, that's what's wrong with the world today. You sit down with a game all day, shoot. That's all you do all day, every day. What you think your mindset going to be? Am I right? You see the news? They say they had the gun show here in Birmingham. So many people trying to get in. The line was wrapped around the building. They say, why? Why? Because they scared. They scared that they're going to put laws that are going to what, legislate gun control. And they say, you can't take your peace from me. See, that's that mindset. That's the world. That's the external circumstances that we face. Let me tell you something. If you sit down and make a note of everything we faced every day, I'm talking about external circumstances. See, that through TV, through radio, whatever. I mean, they got anything. Am I right? And our mind is subject to that, right? See? And then you ain't got nothing to fight it back. What you think gonna happen? Go ahead, Paul. That's it. That's it. Well, see, that's the key. That fellowship, that light. But how can you be in the light when no faith is there to demonstrate light? See, nothing from nothing equal what? Yeah. See, those who missed this teaching this morning have, you can't buy it, folks, I'm telling you. See, a lot of times we look for value, don't we? We look for things that are going to enhance us. That's the reason why. You can watch HSN. Somebody tell my wife, how in the world they sell 10,000 of these things? I be watching the count, 15,000, because that's what people lust for. That's what they want. See? And that's the point. So that's the word I want you to see there, as T-A-P-E-I-N-O-S, which simply means one who is high estate. The phrase low degree is from that word meaning one. That word means humble position. One who, because of external salvation. So what you would put there, that word there simply means, but and this is the solution. See, James 4:7-10. See, and those are the wording that you want to use there in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Okay? Let me give you another point that I want you to see that dealing with verse number 9. I want to read something to you. I want you to think about this statement here. Y'all ready? It said, "When a brother in Christ of low degree is suddenly thrust into the position of a rich man, he is to the glory in his highest state." You hear what I'm saying? "Do it change his mindset from lowest state to highest state based on what he has?" This is the answer. Not so. Because he is now rich, not because he's not now freed of threatened problems or with the plague of life. He is free because of what's in the faith. And what that simply means is, see, you can't take your home or you can't take what you have. Ain't nothing wrong with that, as long as you put it in its proper what? Place. You still have low estate. You can still submit. You still can resist. You still can draw, right? See, and be humble, but that mindset got to be right. See, it's that mindset. The problem with rich people, the problem with money, they let it control them instead of you controlling it. Go ahead, brother. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's right. See, that's what he means, that when we ask him what? See, when you got faith there, because you have what? Submitted and resist, right? And you draw, then you are humble. See, your mindset is what? Right? See, we love not the world, neither things in the world, right? We don't love it. We just got it. Amen. You see what I mean? That's the point that he's saying here. Don't be fooled because someone is rich that he's going to lose that lowest state. That's not true. Amen. If the word of God is still binding, or your attitude and spirit is still in line with the word of God. See, and that's the point. Right. And we'll talk about that. We'll go back to verse 12. Matter of fact, go there right quick. Philippians 4. Let's look at that right quick. I don't want to leave that. Yeah. Philippians 4. See, that's what he talk about. But I'm going to back up to verse 9, Terry. And then we'll pull on down, okay? The whole chapter is good, okay? Because verse 5, he talks about let your moderation be known. See, but going down to verse 9, 8 says, back to verse 8. The whole chapter you need to read. Just read the whole chapter next week, okay? But back up to verse 8. He said, finally, he said, he said, brethren, see, that's that word. By that word, brethren, he put 21 books, right? Am I right? See, just trying to reaffirm. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I know that word. Think on these things. That's your mindset got to be. Problem is we don't think. That's the problem. See, the problem is we don't think. We don't count. See, we're so busy doing other things, we lose the mindset to consider. Then he said, those things which you have both learned, I know the word learned, see, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Look what he said, brother. He said now, he said, these things, what things? See, you got to learn these things, right? And you got to receive them. See, and you got to learn it. Seen of me. We talked about example, didn't we? See, that's the reason why we got to be example one to another. Amen. See? See, don't be half of the church, double-minded, half of the church. See, the problem with the church got confused because we confused. Hello? You know why we confused? Because we don't practice discipline. Am I right? See, let me tell you something. This thing is so important. When I don't care how small it may be, I don't care how large it may be, when a brother seemed to be out of what? Out of the faith, I mean, you should go to him and correct him. Immediately. Same way with a child. See, he in Walmart, he act up, knock him out. Am I right? See, don't wait, don't say when I get home, I'm gonna get you. Whatever you do it, do it. Am I right? The principal called me at Jeremiah school one day, and the principal said, well, can I whoop him, Mr. Lyle? I said, tie him up. They said, well, you shouldn't have told her to whoop him. Well, that way he act up, that way he need to be whooped at. He came over that day, I said, what's wrong with you? I heard you tell that principal to whoop me. I said, I'm going to knock you out too. Had a little attitude. Am I right? See, discipline. See, if you allow people to do what they want to do in the church, am I right? And we don't do anything to correct it, brother. See, well, it affects the whole body. See? Look what he said here. Look what he said here. He said, and seen of me. See, we are examples one to another. Amen. And all we're going to be example, we all got to speak the same thing, be of the same mind. Am I right? Am I right? See, we need not tolerate it. Amen. See, what we do, we wait for something to get real big. And we say, well, it's about time to withdraw. But see, why didn't you stop before it got that big? Am I right? Why didn't you stop it? Am I right? But we allow little things, don't we? Same thing in our relationship. We allow little things. We say little things. We do little things. And then sooner or later, well, you know, I went to see a lawyer about getting a divorce because we got differences. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, see, all you had to do is went back to the Word, and it was straightening out before it got that big. Am I right? See? Because, see, you just don't start blocking folks overnight. You just don't quit standing folks overnight, do you? It takes a long time to get that point, all right? See, example. Then he said, but I rejoice. We in 1 John, brother. I mean, Philippians 4, I'm sorry. Because, see, I want you to get the peace of it, okay? He said, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. And I like verse number 11. Not that I speak in respect of want. I got want underlined big as I can. For I have learned, that word again, in the faith, and well as the state I am therewith to be what? Content. See, not want, but you learn to be content. See, that's a learning process to be content when we submit, am I right? When we resist, when we draw, so we can humble, so he can exalt us, amen. You learn it, am I right? Then verse 12, then we said, he said, I know, and then that word I know. How do you know? Because you have what? Learned it, right? You have received it. You have heard it. Y'all need to underline that by no. That's how you do it. Am I right? See, you draw your arrow back to that word no. Somewhere. See, you know. See, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. See, you know what that means, Terry? I just know how to act. I know how a Christian is supposed to live. I know how to let my light shine. Am I right? See, nobody can tell you how to live. You know, y'all know how to live. If I hear people say, man, I need you to come talk. What about you? Amen? Am I right? I mean, you want me to do something that you should have been doing all the time. Am I right? Come on. He said, I know both how to be abased and I know how to bound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He said, I know this. And then verse 13, that's that favorite scripture everybody read. People already, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. They can say that all day, but they leave everything else out. How can you do all things through Christ who strengthens you when you ain't learned nothing, you ain't received nothing, you ain't heard nothing, you don't know, you ain't set not one example? want it all in your life. You don't know what contentment is. How can you say that? You can't say that. Y'all see that? Yeah, we can. For anything we ask, if we're in the faith, right? If we're not double-minded, right? If we're not wavering, if we're not unstable, am I right? Anything we ask for, as long as it's in the faith, he gonna give it to us, amen. That's really why we can do all things. Y'all see that? Now let me slow it down a little bit, because if you ain't got it, you need to get it. Number one, thank you, Terry. And I'm sorry, no, I'm not sorry for going over time, because we need it. Look here, this is what you gotta do. I'm about to preach out my britches. He said, number one, 9, verse 8. Okay, finally, brethren. All right, it's tough, right? He said, those things which you have, you got to learn it, right? Not through osmosis. You got to study. You got to count. You got to perfect. You got to grow. And you got to receive, right, with a low spirit, right? You got to be humble. You talk about receiving, right? You can't receive with your own mindset, right? You got to have a low mind, right? See, receive, you got to receive and heard and seen of me. Underline that word, seen of me. But we got to help one another. Amen? See, the worst thing we can do is tear down one another. The worst thing we can do is destroy one another. We got to help one another. Amen? You're not going to help nobody tearing them down. We got to build one another up. We all have sin. Amen. See, how you think I feel? Well, I've been studying since Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'm in that back door, and you tell me, well, it's just too long. I'm human too. You think I like to hear that? How you think your wife feel, and she'll cook this big old meal for you and lay it on the table, and then you say, everything was good, but needed more salt. How you think she felt? I'm serious. Think about it. She did all this work for you, gave you a good old meal. If it needed more salt, shut your mouth. Amen. Be thankful she cooking. Amen. We have to encourage them. Like the first thing she gonna say, well, next time, you ain't gonna get no salt and you ain't gonna get nothing. Cause I ain't cooking no more. Then they gonna lead to something else. What did you say? You understand what I'm saying? Then don't let me tell you the next thing. Because it's some folks out there cook for you. The devil don't stop. Amen. See, you at work with the devil, right? And see, one thing about the devil, see, she might not know what she said, but the devil know what your problem is. You need somebody to cook for you, and she going to bring to work some of the best turkey or chicken and dressing you ever had in your life. And you ain't had no good meal in 2 weeks? Think about it. Y'all looking at me funny. I'm still trying to cut off. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Man, read that whole chapter, Philippians 4, all right? Y'all with me? Ain't that good? Thank you, Terry. Wasn't that good? All right. We're going to fix it where we're going to get comments picked up in here. Well, we can hear on Wednesday night, but we had some powerful ones, amen. And that was a good one, too, okay? All right.